are now listening to 2 inches deep.
Welcome to 2 inches deep, featuring your boy Ali Rock, Sad Boy Zach, and Coach Jackson.
Brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue,
and
real
Jeep only.
Legit Texas barbecue and Jeep only. Go ahead.
Shout out Jeep only.
That's right. Welcome to today's episode. A happy 420. We decided to postpone it for one day just to have
special
it on 420.
Special edition episode
for multiple
3-0.
Reasons, more than just one.
Yes. I mean, good day. Good day to have.
Of course.
It. That's right. National holiday. Everyone, make sure to leave the cookies and milk off for Snoop.
Yep.
He would definitely come by and leave you a nice little joint. Anyway, Zach, this is a rare occurrence, I guess. You're finally on the show.
I've been recovering. It's been a rough couple weeks.
An injury.
Talk to us about the golf incident, buddy, because we just need a recap of what happened. This was 2 weeks ago. And just tell us your side of this situation.
I mean, you know, you have to have one person per golf cart. Because of the coronavirus at the time, golf courses are not shut down now. But I, you know, turned the golf cart just a little too quick, and ends up falling kind of on my leg.
It wasn't a Jeep, was it? It
wasn't the Jeep, you know. That would never happen at
Jeep. We had a little bit of fun with the Tito's.
We did have a little bit of fun with the Tito's. I don't think the alcohol was the main issue.
No,
I'm sure
no.
It didn't help.
No, it was clearly the golf cart. Clearly.
Yeah, I think it was more
not
of
the
a,
driver.
No, yeah. I think it was more of an operational error.
Right. The batteries or some shit like that was heavy.
So talk to us about what transpired after, though.
So
tell us your side of the story, because I told him my side of the story of what happened, because I told him about the chip,
right?
Of my chip, and then me coming back in there. So you need to tell me your
entire
side.
So like
a hole
before, I don't know, maybe 13 or whatever. I think it was hole 14 where the incident happened, but Jackson was like, damn, like, I really got to piss. And I was like, yeah, you know, like, I could really, like, drop the kids off at school right now, too. Like, I wouldn't mind going to the bathroom. And I think when, like, the golf cart flipped, it was just kind of like a total, just, like, body release of everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fluids and whatnot. Had, you know, just came out to life. And we had to call our golf trip a little early.
A little bit early on.
And ruined the podcast.
Ruined the podcast.
It was a tough day. And then last week,
last minute vacation for Easter. So,
yeah, but time. Hey, we're glad that you're
back,
buddy.
And I'm better.
And we're going to stay consistent. So, we're glad that you're back. And
Happy to be back.
I know. You have been experiencing, like, pretty, like, I don't know, man. You've just been unfortunate.
Yesterday's incident was pretty crazy. I'm with a couple friends. I go out to smoke, and I leave, like, my sliding glass door open. I have a little patio area, for those of you that don't know, little chair, table set up outside, and King, my dog, clears just this back wall, and ended up, I guess, a neighbor found him. I didn't know this. His tag from his collar fell off, so they didn't know his name and couldn't contact me, but a neighbor found him, and they ended up being allergic to dogs, so they took him down on Far Hills to their mom's house, and he stayed there for the night, so I was worried sick for like 12 hours, but that's another reason we're on the 420 podcast episode today.
Yeah, we looked. King better know.
We were searching.
We were searching for a while, so it was a hell of a day yesterday, to say the least.
Rollercoaster of emotions, for sure.
Hey, but let's get to the positives, boys. I mean, we're all back together.
Yeah.
Coronavirus is still going on, but we're fighting the good fight. No big deal.
Right. Everything's going swell here.
Yeah. Everybody's healthy that I know.
Big announcement. We'll mention this in the end, but 2 inches deep is now on not only Instagram, Twitter. Now we're on YouTube, so follow our YouTube,
baby.
And we just posted a video today.
On YouTube first.
No big deal. It was a pretty good video.
No big deal.
Yeah. Please subscribe.
We have some important dudes in that video. Right?
We sure do. But yeah, it was a good video. So go on YouTube.
Sure,
I run our Instagram page, so we will definitely be posting it on Instagram and putting the link down. And then Zach will be doing the same for our Twitter. So we're looking forward to that. But we do have a couple segments that we're going to get into today. You want to start that off, Ali Rock?
Sure.
First one's a good one.
Yeah, let's get into our big one. So since ESPN decided to give us a gift and we did the was it the Last Dance MJ special? Mm-hmm. Got me thinking because, you know, Michael Jordan and then that run was a great run. And it got me thinking of
something you never experienced.
Yeah,
buddy.
That's what I was going to say. Something we really never saw. Like, we couldn't really relive that.
Yeah. You can watch a lot of YouTube highlights.
I told people I wish I was born earlier to witness the greatness.
You saw a couple of YouTube highlights and cried. No big deal. It's okay. Happens. Good.
I mean, I felt like I was there, you know, because I was born in Chicago and all that, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, it got me thinking, what are some of the best sports moments I've lived to see?
In our lifetime?
Right. Well, you haven't lived a lot, so that's okay. You haven't lived a lot of good sports moments in your existence, so yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing your list.
Mine. Anyway,
Lamar Jackson came drafted by the Baltimore Ravens. Believe that.
I got to print it on a shirt. But
go ahead. You can start off.
Okay. I was just going to say, these it's top three sports moments.
Yep. So do your first one.
In our lifetime, what I've seen.
Do your first one.
My first one, okay. Throwing it back to hockey fans out there.
Whoa.
Missing hockey. This was 2010, throwing it back. Stanley Cup Finals, Game 6, Chicago Blackhawks versus Philadelphia Flyers. Overtime in Philly. Patrick Kane takes the puck. And he goes down to, like, the goal line. Bro, impossible shot. And he's a lefty. And I'm a lefty.
Shout out lefties. I'm a lefty as well.
There you go. He shoots it, like, dead ass. Like, as perfect as you can get. And the puck has, like, 0% chance of going in. But he shoots it. Like, I don't know how. He curves the puck or something. Which is, like, impossible. But it goes in. And that was the game winner. And they won their first Stanley Cup in, like, 60 years. And I was there to witness that in Chicago. And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, whole city was crazy. Like, and then that just started the Chicago winning run.
Yeah.
For, like, a few years. So
short-lived.
To me, I mean, 6 years is pretty good. Fuck. But to me, I was like, damn. Like, and that made me get into hockey. That's what, like,
that
triggered it. Because I was seeing that and I got...
I thought it was because you were a Russian spy, but okay.
Funny guy. That's my
okay.
Yeah.
Jax, keep it rolling.
So mine, you know, you're going for more of a team, based one, and that's a good one. Mm-hmm. But there's one distinct moment that I will probably never forget in my lifetime was Auburn versus Alabama. Mm-hmm. I think this was 2013, the kick six, Chris Davis. And I just remember watching it. I was outside and we had a TV inside, but we had like a window where you could see into our living room. And I'm watching it, and I'm throwing the ball with my dad, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is actually happening.
Yeah.
Like, this is actually happening. And that was a crazy game. The crazy thing about that was not only – it was the week before they had played Georgia, and they're playing Georgia in Auburn Stadium, and it was when Nick Marshall, their quarterback, just throws up a prayer, and one guy's supposed to intercept it, and it deflects back, and it goes into the other guy. It was like Luis's hands. And it was just like one of those things where you're watching like a literal magic dynasty happening between Auburn. And it was just funny because at that time I was a really big Alabama hater. I was a big Nick Saban hater, and it was just awesome to see like that this happen the way that it did. So that kick six was... I mean, to this day, it still gives me goosebumps and hearing the announcer and just seeing it all happen. I mean, I remember watching with my own eyes on TV being like, wow, this is fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So that's one of my favorite sports moments.
My my first one is Ray Allen's corner three.
Ooh.
Chris Bosh's rebound.
That was a good
game
one.
Game six to force game seven.
Mm-hmm.
Fans left the stadium, you know, and they came back, ended up.
Yep.
Ron missed the shot. Chris Bosh got the rebound, kick out.
Yep.
That was my one. And then my second one I was going to do was Kyrie's big shot. Because both of those, I think, to LeBron's
Game seven.
Legacy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just because both of those to LeBron's legacy, like, I wouldn't say saved it, but kind of did save it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, without those two rings, like, it's...
That's not bad at all. So then my next one was, you know, and we're going to get into this debate later, I'm sure, but... I don't think that it was really Kyrie's shot that saved LeBron's legacy. I think it was the block.
Okay.
And so that game seven was on Father's Day. Mm-hmm. And I think
give us
2016.
Year,
so I think
know.
I was a junior.
For the people who don't know, well, give us a year, please. 2016, right?
Yeah, I think it was 2016. Yeah.
NBA Finals.
It was the finals. And then it was game seven. And I just remember, like, it was Father's Day. And I'm watching this game with my dad. And we're and I think it was like 89-89 gets to that point. And it's just, it was,
and
he just blocks it. Mm-hmm. And you just see like a glimpse of like,
greatness.
You know, you just see like this massive human being come and just destroy the ball in the middle and in the air. And, I used to be an MJ guy. Not that I ever saw him play, mm-hmm. but you know, you just see the six rings and you see, you know, the 6-0 in the finals. That moment for me completely solidified that LeBron James is the greatest basketball player on earth.
Yeah.
So that moment, that's one of the best sports moments I've ever seen. Of just, and it teaches a lot of lessons. It's like, get your ass back on defense. Yeah. You can play both ways. Be a team player. You know, and that was just amazing to me.
No, for sure. So you can keep that rolling with your, because are you going off that game seven? Are you going off the block? Is that your moment?
Yeah, that's my number two.
Okay.
So my number two is 2016 again. 2016 was a fucking great year, I guess.
Oh, my God. That was one of the best years for sports.
So, for music, too.
Yeah. So 2016 World Series. I'm not a big baseball fan, but for this instance, I am. Because, like, the 108-year streak for the Cubs fucking ended that year. And I didn't watch at all the whole fucking season. I don't really give a shit.
Right.
But the World Series, I had to watch.
Yeah.
Because everyone was fucking. That and I think everyone was rooting. Even Indians fans had to root for the Cubs. Just because it has been 108 fucking years.
Easy that.
And it's funny because they said the curse lasts 108 years and it fucking got broken in the same time span. So it was like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, and Back to the Future was off by like a year, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, I was like, what the fuck? And they ended up winning in game 7. Against the Indians.
Hell of a game.
Oh, for sure, dude.
Innings, right?
What'd you say?
Extra innings or no?
Yes, it did. It was fucking awesome. And I remember watching
one of the only baseball games I'll remember, I think.
Yeah, you know, honestly. And honestly, proud to be a Cubs fan. Always been a Cubs fan.
You just said that you weren't watching all year and then you didn't watch.
Well, I've always been a Cubs fan.
Real fucking Cubs fan over here, huh?
Yeah. Anyway, number two, there we go.
I'm about to fucking kill this mic.
Yeah, the
Jackson sounds
like just hold it.
Looks like.
You get another one.
Oh, I go there again?
Yeah, this is your last one.
This is your last one.
Okay. So, this one, I don't know what the year this is, but the Super Bowl 51. And I'm not a fan of any of the teams, but I was rooting for the Falcons in the Super Bowl. I was wearing a Michael Vick jersey.
Dang.
And bro, I was high at halftime. I was like, "Yeah, that's my money. Give me my fucking money." And I'm just watching it, and I kind of wanted it to be a closer game. So when the Patriots are coming back, I'm like, "Okay, they're putting up a game,
make it interesting."
And then I'm seeing them go for two, and I'm like, "Hold on a second, they're gonna actually get this."
Started doing the math and shit.
Right. So that was fucking insane to see.
Right,
and it made Atlanta a fucking automatic meme.
Yeah, that was even till now. That was the first Super Bowl that went to overtime too.
Even till now, it's made fun of. Like, they're still like, they still say like, "Oh, you blew a 25-point lead."
Yeah,
type shit.
That's funny. That was one of my moments too. I have a little backdoor one though. Go ahead,
Jackson. So mine's gonna be the, I believe, so Colts won in 2007. So I think it's the 2008 Super Bowl, Giants versus Patriots. Mm. Giants were a wild card team, make it all the way, and then it's going to be the David Tyreek helmet catch.
Fun fact, I was actually at that game in Arizona.
See?
I've been to two Super Bowls, that one and the Steelers-Cardinals. Two fucking classics, but anyways, keep going.
Great games.
Oh, man.
There's just so much about that play that is like historical value.
Yeah,
one,
Eli Manning getting away.
And today's football, that's a sack.
Yeah.
Like, they're blowing it dead.
Yeah, for sure.
But you just see the incredible grit from the Manning family, arguably the best family in football.
Ooh.
And you just see him, you know, get out of that pass rush and just throw up a prayer, and then to a fifth option, which receiver, and David Tyreek. And then you look at the story, David Tyreek had an awful week of practice. It's just there's so much that had led up to it, and you just see that helmet catch, and which today we don't know if that's a catch. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Did Dez catch it? It just brings up so many opportunities. But I just remember seeing that and just being like, wow, like you fall in love with the true underdog story of the Giants beating an 18-0 team and stuff like that. So that's one of my favorite moments. And then, you know, unfortunately that team just went to the shitter after with Plexico Burris shooting himself in the leg. Like there's just so much that, you know, happened after, but it's still forever a great memory in my mind of watching that game.
My last one would be the first ever college football playoff, Ohio State. You know, I'm a Cleveland fan. Ohio State
broke my heart. I was an Oregon fan.
Oh, man. That Oregon.
I was at that Rose Bowl. I was at that Rose Bowl.
So, Oregon was the only team out of the four that got drug tested, and they had four starters fail.
Nice.
It broke my heart. My dad and I had gone to the Rose Bowl that year. It was when we were playing the defending champs, Florida State. and Jameis. And then I was going to say one of my favorite moments is when he slips and falls. And does that. I mean, I remember going nuts, man, nuts. But yeah, that was a hell of a national championship game. And think about this, though, Sad Boy Zach. That was when, like, you could do the crop top jerseys and everything. Zeke. So Zeke is running with a crop top jersey. Yeah. I mean, Cardale Jones.
Man, our third string.
We don't go to school to what is his quote? We don't go to Ohio State to go to school. We go to play football or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, I remember saying that.
It's just, or when he beat the kid who had cancer in hospital in NCAA, like 84-8 or something like that. Yeah. Like, disgusting. I mean, there's just a lot of history that happens within these moments. I mean, and that's what makes sports so great.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're playing a lot of throwbacks lately because there's nothing else to watch, and it just makes you think, like, damn, this shit happened.
Yeah.
Did you guys have any honorable mentions that you were thinking of that just didn't make the cut?
I was going to say that was my third moment was the 25-point comeback.
Tell me what you were saying before, man.
Oh, Bishop Gorman's three-peat, baby.
Oh, bro. That was a special team star, baby.
Their streak got broken this year, their state championship streak.
We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, we do.
Yikes. I would say my honorable mention was going to be, I wouldn't say the Super Bowl against the Bears. I remember I was 7 years old. I remember, like, almost pooping myself because Devin Hester took back the kickoff, opening kickoff. Opening that was bad.
Thought it was gonna get ugly.
But the game before AFC Championship, we had played the Patriots, and the Patriots were on that dynasty and everything like that. And we had came back. I think we were down by 3 touchdowns at halftime, and we came back. Marlon Jackson picks off Tom Brady. They go for a fourth down at the end of the game. We hold up on fourth and short, kick a field goal. I mean, it's just. It was one of those moments where I'm jumping up and down, and I think we all have that moment in sports when you actually fall in love with something, like you fall in love with that sport or whatever it is, and that was it. When I really fell in love, I was like, wow, like this is it's amazing. So it wasn't so much of winning the Super Bowl, which was great. Haven't seen the you know, besides we lost the Super Bowl versus Saints. Whatever, that was bound to happen. It is what it is.
Katrina, they had to have it.
You know, Bounty Gate, whatever. They're paying off people to hurt people.
Honorable mention for me was this is near and dear to my heart. 2013 Super Bowl. Ravens versus San Fran.
Dude, are you a Bears fan or are you a Ravens fan?
Like I was in Baltimore when this was happening, and they, you know, took me over because I watched the whole season.
They took me over.
And, you know, they had Ray Lewis, Jacoby Jones, Torrey Smith. And
Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco, is he elite?
He was an MVP, I guess so.
He got a bag after that.
Honestly. I mean, it was cool to watch that team do their thing, and it's funny because, like, I mean, Kaepernick was playing at the time. He's not playing anymore. Weird to see that, but to me, that's near and dear to my heart. One of the greatest things I've seen.
Super horrible.
Yeah, against brothers. I mean,
Kobe Jones. I mean, he had a kick return for a touchdown and a receiving touchdown.
Yeah, I don't know how he didn't get MVP. He didn't get MVP.
I don't know. He was pretty fucking good. I was hype. He's my favorite player on that team, but
yeah, man, sports are bring us together, man, and I think what we were segueing into was The Last Dance, right? About how, like, you know,
we have our next segment is going to segue into that.
Go ahead.
So we're doing Dumbass of the Week.
Yes, sir. It's our weekly.
Go ahead, Alex.
Dumbass of the Week.
Start it off.
No, I'm going to go last because it will segue in.
I'll start it off. This is a very easy one for me. In our group chat, you know, throughout the week, it was Isaiah Thomas, correct? Said something about how he could score at least once on Michael Jordan in his prime. We send the group chat. We send that in, whatever. Jackson says, not just one. I'm going to score twice on MJ. No, give me 10 shots.
This is what they said.
I'll score twice.
You have 10 chances to get a bucket. MJ is defending you. Prime MJ.
Prime MJ.
Not Bahamas MJ. MJ right before his first retirement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right. Let's after the three-peat.
Right.
Right after the
and
first
let's say that you have 10 chances, and if you make at least one, you get $5
million. Yeah.
A lot on the line here. And they say if you don't, you can't listen to music ever again, but who cares? So you fucking mute.
Okay, so let me at least retract my statement, because here's the thing on this fucking podcast is I am a recurring guest when it comes to the Dumbass of the Week segment.
No, you're like, not.
This is the most worthy one, and this is what I just came to. This makes no sense.
The conclusion I came down to this is you guys aren't as woke as me. Like, I don't fuck with your guys' vibe. I don't fuck with your guys' vibe, okay?
Listen,
you guys just aren't awakened.
My dumbass was Isaiah Thomas because he was like, oh, I'm getting at least one. Like, no, you're
okay,
not.
So yeah, let me at least, okay, either. So before I do my dumbass, at least let me fucking defend my statement on this,
please.
Okay?
Please.
I think everyone is misconstruing what I'm saying as if I have some sort of basketball skill. I have enough skill to at least put up a fucking bucket.
So
no, here's my thing. That's one bucket. That's one bucket.
He's taller than you. Shot off. He'll get a shot off, and it'll be the shittiest shot you ever shot.
Yeah.
Okay, and I get 10 chances.
I don't think you'll get 10
Two
shots.
Two of them are going in. 20%.
He's going to block you.
Yeah, I don't think you'd get 10 shots in the air, buddy.
I'm fouling his ass out. I'm fouling his ass out, so think about that. If he gets... If I call foul... Hold up. If I call foul, I get another chance.
So that's what we're doing.
He's not going to follow you.
Yeah, he is fouling me.
No, he's not.
You're
not good.
I draw contact.
Bro, you can't create your own shot.
I have beaten both of you guys on 1-on-1, so I don't want to hear it.
I've beaten you before, too.
You cannot tell me you're a better basketball player than me.
I am.
Wow.
I am, and we will. And when your ankle heals up, we will for sure do.
I don't even need it to heal up.
Okay, then we can for sure run this.
Squeaky in the mic like that.
We can for sure run this. We can for sure run this
because he's not very good.
No, because you can't say that against
MJ. And he said some bullshit.
He told me last night. He was like, "So you're telling me you'd last one round with Floyd Mayweather?"
And
yeah. Okay. So yes.
And you wouldn't either. You're delusional for thinking that you would.
And this is what I'm saying.
It's
equivalent to saying. It's equivalent to saying. If you can last a round with Floyd Mayweather, then okay. I can make two shots.
Let me just tell you this. I am confidently 330. Floyd Mayweather is what, 150?
So he's
not even.
He's
140.
On your shit.
He's gonna give me punches, but I'm not gonna be like
you're not
knocked out.
I'm knocking you out.
No, you're not. Listen, that's like saying MJ is playing against a 7'7" guy, and the 7'7" guy won't get one bucket.
He gave Manute Bol some buckets. What's your point?
Yeah, but how tall are you? 6'3"? MJ's 6'6".
Yeah, so he's taller than you.
And he's faster than you, stronger than you.
I'm like 6'3 and a half.
More skilled than you,
like
and you're going to get a bucket on him?
Okay, and I have more heart.
The heart won't do nothing.
The heart will do it,
baby.
You know people had heart in the NBA when he was playing?
I have fucking heart, okay? Do you know who you're talking to?
He put up 60 on Larry Bird.
Do you know who you're talking to? Yeah. You're talking to 2017 Izzy DiMaria, most what is it? Inspirational player, Bishop Gorman, okay?
No,
oh,
do you know who you're talking to?
MJ will score 50 times before you score once. Even try to
I'm
get
not
one
saying,
score.
Think, he, yeah, I'm not right. I'm not saying that I'm defending him. Like, bro's for sure dunking on me. Like, I'm not saying... And here's the thing. Those two shots that I make are going to be the most horseshit, bullshit
shots ever.
You're
not going to make them.
I will,
dude,
because luck is on my side.
One jump shot and one contested layup. Like,
that's right.
Taking this
I did.
To the rack.
I did. You know I'm taking them to the rack,
I
bro.
Got you right here.
Reverse layup.
These people will bring it up on our Instagram and shit.
Do it.
When the
okay.
rims.
Okay.
When
and
the
then
rims,
they can still get a bucket. I will give them buckets, too.
When the
we'll
rims.
We'll post a video of us listen, going to the park on
exactly.
our YouTube.
When they put the rims back up, because when the governor's back on this shit, we're going to get a fucking YouTube shit going.
Okay.
We're both going to play you. 10 chances.
Okay.
Yeah. 10
okay,
chances.
And I'm scoring
and
9 times against you, and against Zach, probably 8.
All right, and if you don't, we get to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Listen.
You're not beating the shit out of me, but you guys don't have hands.
A chance is you get to start from the key, the ball gets knocked out of the three, you're done. That's a chance.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Or you miss a shot.
Or if I have possession
no
of the ball,
rebounds,
chance is gone.
None of that. You miss a shot, it's done.
Okay.
If I have the ball, gone. That's it. So... You better fucking
watch we will come
say.
Back to this segment because I'm sure it'll fucking come up. I'm sure it will come up. My dumbass of the week is the state of Florida.
Oh, yeah.
You guys just opened up the fucking beaches and then like there was like the biggest spike
20
of,
minutes after.
Yeah, it was like the biggest spike of coronavirus in one day. It's like what the fuck did you think was going to happen? And it's not so much of like the state of Florida for opening up the beaches, like
everybody
people,
for going.
The people, like, what the fuck did you...
Like, y'all couldn't wait to go do something,
like, did you
huh?
think...
Now look at you.
And there's more reasons than not that it's not only the coronavirus in the state of Florida, they also just said that the WWE is essential business, so...
I saw that.
How
are
the
they?
Fuck is fake wrestling...
White trash.
...essential business?
They need it, bro.
So, they're my dumbasses of the week.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's a good one, brother.
That's ridiculous.
It is a good one, thank you. I thought about it pretty hard.
Yeah,
I could
no
tell.
Big deal. All right, so we're going to go into the Last Dance recap, episodes 1 and 2, because we want to talk about MJ. So go ahead.
Yeah. Would you our Chicago say? Fan, you should start.
Yeah.
Look, you know,
Chicago native,
like
Chicago,
said,
Baltimore
like
fake
I said,
fan.
Even though I wasn't even born when this shit happened, I feel like somehow I remember it, you know? Like, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, just like you experienced it.
Right, like yeah. I really does feel like that.
I mean,
I understand. I feel
your
that.
Your dad probably had some good moments.
Well, my dad was telling
me. That was probably all they talked about,
and then, you know... My after dad was the 1998 me. Championship, they were like, we need to conceive a child.
Probably.
It's like the Super Bowl babies.
Yep.
Yeah, I showed my mom because my mom doesn't know any sports, and I was watching it, and she's like, oh, this is Michael Jordan? I was like, damn, you know this?
Dang. You know? See, even like...
But like, what's it called? What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, my dad was telling me when they're winning, they're like doing the 5 and 6, like people are fucking rioting and shit, like flipping cars and going ape shit over Michael Jordan, you know? That was their, they called it the last dance because that was their last year altogether.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's fucking and that's what we need to talk about is like this fucking clown.
Yeah.
The GM is my fucking...
That was my sad boy of the week.
Yeah, we're going to get to that, but it's just like...
Yeah, hold off on that.
Holy fuck, dude. Like how... I just don't understand how you can have a coach that has won you 5 championships, right? And then have the audacity to tell him and be like, yeah, this is your last year. Like, yeah, when has that ever happened in sports?
No, this guy, like, he won, what, 6 with the Bulls, 5 with the Lakers, and he has 2 more rings as a player.
Yeah.
Arguably probably the best ever to do it.
I mean, Steve Kerr's up there. No big deal.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I'm fucking with you guys.
Yeah, let's put another pack session on that. But no, like... I want to see because we only saw the first 2 parts. I could, if they dropped all 10 parts, I would have watched that shit the whole night.
Oh yeah, no, it was very well put together. It's a very good doc. You can tell. I'm very much looking forward to next Sunday. And, no, and
for sure.
For I like how it's not all about MJ.
Exactly.
No, they have some side stories. We're gonna get to that because some of that has to do with our sad boy stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
I just it amazes me.
That was the team of the 90s. They controlled the 90s.
Question. Oh, yeah, for sure. Question.
When Michael left for the baseball bullshit, arguably they would have won 2 more championships with him
there. I agree.
Honestly.
I agree. He would have had 7 or 8.
Oh, for sure.
One of the funniest parts is when Michael Jordan talks about when he gets drafted, and he's like, yeah, you know, I went into this room and they were doing cocaine. And I did not partake in that.
And he's like, I don't do that.
Like, okay, buddy.
Yeah,
let's talk about the gambling stuff, huh, bud?
Yeah, he was.
Huh, bud? Were you really? Was that really a flea?
And everybody he gets in trouble with gambling had cocaine possession charges.
Everybody
around you.
Right. I saw a tweet on Twitter, which was pretty funny. It was like, all the 1984 players with their sons and daughters watching the documentary, and their sons and daughters looking at them being like, did you do cocaine, huh? Like, imagine how they explain it. That didn't happen.
I was born around 85, so it was a year after that.
Yeah. But I mean, I think the documentary, I'm very appreciative that ESPN has half a brain and half a heart for at least putting something out early. It's a hell of a documentary, and I can't wait for it. I mean, there's not a whole lot we can really talk about and divulge into it because it's factual information.
Yeah.
More so, it's just like the writing and how they direct it is cool. I mean, the cool thing about Michael Jordan, I guess what we can all relate on, besides that I gave him 2 buckets, is that he's a cigar guy. So that's good. I mean, we can relate on that. We all like a good cigar together.
I don't think he's a black and mild guy. I think he's like more of
we'll have to get him on that.
He doesn't need to spend 99 cents on
we'll have to get him on
$99 on a cigar. So.
I mean, I personally wouldn't trust him, but, you know, black and mild might change that. Anyways. Sad Boy of the Week.
Okay.
Presented by Jeep Only.
Jeep Only Sad Boy of the Week.
Who wants to start? I think you should do your reading. Go ahead, do your reading.
Oh, I don't know where the tweet is.
Okay, well, you work on that. Sad Boy Zach is going to do it. Sad Boy Zach should always start off our Sad Boy, clearly.
Yeah. Just because of the Jeep Only sponsorship, baby. Obviously, mine's going to be Jerry Curse. You know, just from the documentary, just seeing everything that he did, just his action. I didn't know that, honestly. I didn't really know anything about the guy.
Yeah, they hid that away. Like,
yeah.
I obviously didn't.
And the things that he did to Scotty, and I mean, that's...
Is he still a part of the organization, ridiculous. Alex?
No.
Like, when did he... When did they drop him?
2003? Okay. Yeah, something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, he...
I mean, he kept him for too long.
Way too
long. Him, like,
way too long.
Well, no, let's talk about how he screwed over Scotty.
Yeah, because how I was trying to say...
Because my sad boy of the week is Scotty Pippen.
Yeah.
Again, for more reasons than not. One, I mean, Future fucked his bitch. No big deal. But... Dude, I mean, Sad Boy of the Week also goes to him just because he got bent over in his contract, bro. I mean, that was awful. If you're his age, like,
No,
I hope like his agent never is for anybody like again. The worst agent I've ever.
I could have worked out a better deal for Scotty.
Right, right, and I have no experience.
Yeah. What was his deal? It was like
it was like seven years, over $18 million.
Yeah. 18 mil, bro.
It's like a hockey deal.
Well, and I think one of the more interesting parts. I think one of the more interesting parts about that is when they do an interview. And they're talking about how Scotty is like kind of like he's pissed off at Jerry and all this shit. And then Michael goes and they ask him a question about it, like in real life. And he goes, well, yeah, I kind of thought Scotty was being selfish about it.
Motherfucker, you were getting paid.
But this was before luxury tax and all this stuff and all, you know.
He was actually getting $36 million.
Like, he was, dude, imagine what $36 million is equivalent today.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And he has the audacity to say that Scotty was being
selfish.
So that's what makes Scotty my sad boy of the weekend. The fact that, you know, Future was in his baby mama's guts. But
yeah,
more sad.
Also, another thing about Scotty Pippen, and like, you know, I've known this for a while, but his voice.
Does it bother you?
I wouldn't say that it bothers me, but my God.
He's just like, a soft spoken guy.
It's soft spoken, but deep.
No, I think he's just chill, bro. Like, he's a fun guy.
Like, you think that he's a fun guy?
He's a fun guy.
Board man gets paid, huh?
I think he'd be like, he's fun guy to hang with. Like, I think he is, you know. Fuck.
He was partaking in the things Jordan wasn't partaking in.
Right. He was
a fun guy like that.
His story is unbelievable. Oh my goodness. Unbelievable, though, about how he was a manager and then made his way all the way up and did all that stuff. And it was really cool to see how he took care of his family, though.
Yeah.
I think he said that he was like the youngest of like 12 siblings or something like that. Really? Like, my goodness. So, yeah, there's little details. But you ready? You find your.
Okay, so I think the tweet got deleted. But I know it verbatim, pretty much.
Go ahead.
Let's hear it.
So they're saying it was like they're doing stories. And the story was weird stories you didn't tell your parents or sex stories you didn't tell your parent or something like that.
Yeah.
And she was like, she was doing anal with her boyfriend on the parents' bed.
Uh-huh.
And bad choice.
She was like, already. You know, and when she was doing anal, she was a little release in and she shit on the sheets.
Okay. We've all been there.
We've all been there.
We've all been some golfing. Of us. We've all been golfing before.
There you go. So she shit on the sheets and she tried washing them and she got a stain and she couldn't wash it out.
Oh.
So the parents came home like, what the fuck is this stain? And
yeah.
She blamed it on the dog. She's like, the dog.
Oh, and the dog. They put the dog down.
That is so sad, bro.
I've seen that tweet.
So they put the dog down and she never told her parents the real story.
You can't. Once it gets to that point, you just gotta ride the lie, I think.
Once the parents know, they're like, wow, you did this to your dog.
That's terrible. Right.
There was my honorable mention for Sad Boy, which was like actually sad. No, nothing funny. There was this video of I got sent to it and it was just awful. They were in Florida, obviously, and they had these dogs. And it was, like, one of those, like, loading docks for boats and everything. You know those dogs, and you would, like, pull your truck back into stuff like that? Anyways, and there's an alligator just, like, chilling there. And their dogs, like, slipped down, and it was all wet, and this alligator just went to town on them. Mm. And these people – and this is an embraced debate that I've had with some of my other friends. They said – yeah, if I saw an alligator and my dog slipped down there, I'm not fighting the alligator. And here's my thing. I'm throwing haymakers at this alligator. Like, I'm curb stomping it. I'm taking its back. Here's my thing. An alligator can't move laterally. So I already have that fucking going for me. I'm taking its fucking back and I'm getting it a rear naked choke. And it's going to sleep.
I don't think that'd be my...
Or I'm taking out its
approach
eyes.
Approach to it would be choking it.
I don't know, bro. But my dog knows after. That I'm with the cause.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather... die trying to save my dog.
No.
Facts. So I'm glad that we can all agree on that because that was some real sad.
My dog. I don't treat my dog like a pet. It's like my family.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Dexter likes me more.
Definitely.
King's over here too. He's very confused on what's going on.
Yeah. King wants to hop on the podcast.
King, you want to hop on the mic?
You heard he was a topic of discussion.
Ooh.
Oh, crawling up on the couch.
He said, "I missed you boys yesterday." King, what's up, buddy?
King to lead the podcast. He had to make his special appearance.
He just likes to come over here and just chill with me. So what's next on the totem?
Okay, so we keep jumping from basketball to basketball, but we have to talk about this because we didn't speak about this because I needed you here, Zach, to maybe back me up. I'm not sure if you're backing me up or not.
Okay, we're going to see.
But we watched The Last
Gang
Dance.
Gang up on me.
Maybe. Because you just say stupid shit all the time.
Okay. I'm just...
You're an easy target.
Anyway, we were talking about... We're watching MJ, and I'm watching him on the thing. I'm like, damn, he was a menace.
Oh, nah, yeah.
Damn, he was a menace.
And everyone's everyone keeps fucking Bron or MJ. Who's better? Mine always was MJ. It was never a fucking Bron or not. Like, it was always MJ. His career, 6 rings in fucking how many years he played basketball before he retired from the Bulls. And after he retired for the second time, it was like, whatever career he had wasn't really that serious as it was in the Bulls. But you telling me Bron is better?
Yes.
In a better basketball player?
Yes.
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 Really?
Yes.
Yes.
And then you both of you gained up against me.
No, so but I thought that what we were going to was going to be our top three most, because we got in a fight about this. I thought what we were alluding to was going to be the top three most...
One-on-one players?
No, not one-on-one players, but it was like the most... what's the word? They changed the game. Most revolutionary players. And you had the audacity to say that Steph Curry's not on that list.
Oh, no, no. So the list, it was...
Go, say your list.
No, that's not what... I'm getting to it. But it's always been MJ Bron, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then remember I showed you a picture. It was Kobe, MJ Bron, and then Curry. And they're like, does he deserve to be with them?
Yes.
I said, fuck no.
And you're fucking retarded for that.
I remember we talked about this. I
said, you're retarded. We didn't talk about this on the pod, though. No, you're retarded. Sure. And this is something that we need to talk about because it's just how many kids only shoot
that are, that are 6 foot that think they can go to the league just because they have a strap ball. And that never before would happen.
Curry's a great... He's a great now. He deserves to be with the ranks of Kobe.
Yes.
MJ.
Influentially, yeah.
Think about how many...
Not as a skill. Think about this, though. Not as a skill level or a basketball player, yeah.
But think about this way, though. The jump shot doesn't exist anymore. The jump shot does not exist. It is a three-point shot. What does a mid-range shot do anymore?
Okay,
and that's what has changed about the MJ thing. Is like, well, how effective is he in today's league? And it's like, well, I think he obviously would be very effective.
Right.
But at the same time... His three-point shot was not nearly as good as his mid-range.
Right.
Not even close. There's not even close.
Scoring a fuck ton.
Huh?
You play smart. And back in that era, threes they weren't fucking making
They
threes
slowed
like that.
The game down so much back then, though.
They did.
The game has sped up so much now.
Very much so. And that has a lot to do with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and the Golden State Warriors. But like, and I'm not even here trying to ride their nuts because I'm not that big of a fan of them, but I'm telling you straight up, they revolutionized the game. They revolutionized the fucking game.
Not Curry, bro. No, I don't see
Curry.
Oh,
my God. And that's where, you know, if...
Curry, you just put like this. MJ, and you can always say, oh, MJ without... But MJ without Pippen was still a baller. Bron, he could still ball without whoever.
Right.
Same thing with Kobe. Kobe was pretty much a one-man team. Curry, he needs somebody else, but he can't be just shooting threes all by himself.
Okay. I mean, he's I understand that, but he's also the first unanimous MVP ever.
From terms of impacting the game, bro, like the game today is forever
changed. Like you're acting like I'm saying he's the top three best NBA player. He's not even near the top three best NBA players in my list ever. I'm just saying he revolutionized the game. He changed the game.
I don't think so.
I don't. I think he's more of a revolutionized player.
Ray Allen was shooting threes before Curry was even in the league.
But he didn't change the game. He didn't change the way the NBA is run.
No, because Curry was taking shots from like
half court. Let me just put this on you. I think Steph Curry has revolutionized the game more than Kobe Bryant has. And let me just explain this.
You're done.
I'm not.
You disrespected a dead guy.
No, I'm not disrespecting him.
Dude,
Kobe's game is almost identical to Michael Jordan's game.
Yeah.
No one has the
same
game.
And there's a reason they're two greats.
I'm not saying that Kobe... I'm not saying that Steph Curry is better than Kobe. I'm not.
Listen.
I'm saying that he changed the game. And the fact that you can sit here and tell me with the smirk on your face that he didn't change the game, you are out of your fucking like mind, buddy.
You tell me I wish I was more of a basketball guy. I wish I was watching more basketball.
I do say that. I watch plenty of basketball.
I don't watch basketball like that. I don't watch every game of the season of my team, right? I watch here and there. But I wish I was born in the 90s. I was born in the 80s to see the 90s, and that would solidify. You'd
that
have
to
be in a Michael
Jordan
game.
That has nothing to do with Steph Curry changed the game. That has nothing to do with the fact that Steph Curry changed the game. Like, okay, yeah. Cool.
No, listen.
Bad Boys was cool. The Bad Boys and the Detroit Pistons were cool. Yeah, me, buddy.
They didn't change the game. Michael Jordan... He's the reason basketball, the salaries they have now was because of Michael Jordan, bro.
And I'm not saying... I never said that. Like,
he definitely... If Michael Jordan never played basketball... NBA wouldn't be here right now. It wouldn't be this big.
Okay. And I agree.
Curry wouldn't exist.
I agree.
We're not
with
saying
you.
That he's more influential than MJ.
I agree.
He
with
just
you.
Deserves to be on the list. With
I don't
him.
Think so. He does. I don't think he does. He's not as influential.
Yeah, you're fucking, yeah, you're tweaked, I mean, buddy. I mean, we could go about this all the fucking night long, but you're a fucking bozo and a half, buddy. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the fuck you're thinking. Might be the Ukrainian, and you're like, I don't know.
You need to respect our greats here and throwing in Curry, and just like, what the fuck you doing?
Some of the shit that you say, like, I mean, honestly, some of the shit that comes out of your fucking mouth sometimes, like, it just amazes me. Like, it honestly amazes me. Like, there's some shit that, like, you say that, like I lose sleep over.
Both of you.
Bro, honestly. Like, oh my God, bro.
I mean, you guys are hating, you know, on
like,
me.
Like, Kawhi is better than Curry. Kawhi's better. Clay fucking shoots better threes than Curry, in my opinion.
He's not a better basketball player than Clay. I mean, Clay isn't a better basketball player than Steph.
I think he is, bro.
Because he can shoot off four dribbles. He can score 63 points off four dribbles. Like, that doesn't make...
He's a better shooter than Curry.
Nah, buddy.
Curry shoots like... On him? He shoots like 36 from the field. Like, nah, 36%.
You're a hater.
No, I'm not a hater.
You do hate, buddy. Fuck's sake.
You know what? We're just going to do a poll to settle this.
Can do a poll.
I think
we're going to do a poll. We're going to do a poll. I mean, honestly, it's going to end up with, Curry. Go Curry. Because people don't watch basketball like that. They don't know.
I don't know.
You're just talking a lot of
I think you're talking a lot of shit. I think there's a lot that we have left on this episode that we do need to discuss. And the fact that, like, we are going to run a basketball game against both of you guys. And I will be both of you.
It will be videotaped. And we will do video review.
Eye in the sky don't lie.
It doesn't.
That's right.
It doesn't lie.
That's right. And if you... We have to make a deal or something, bro. If you score more than one bucket on me... I mean, shit, I'm going to have to do something for you, like, fuck.
Wow. You might have to get on your knees, buddy, because...
Yeah, I might have to shave his back or something.
I mean, dude, I mean, that's light work. I mean, I could do that with my eyes. I can do that with... I would score more than three times with you with my left hand.
I mean, wow.
You're funny as fuck.
I would score more than three times with you with my left hand, and the fact that you're saying I'm not going to score with you more than once out of 10 tries, I mean, you're fucking...
Buddy, I'm putting the clamps on
you. The 420 shit must be really hitting you, buddy, because my God, are you fucking toasted right now. Like, that shit amazes me, the fact that you think that you can clamp me up 10 times.
Okay, and then you give me the ball 10 times, I'll definitely do it.
You're not scoring... You're scoring under three times.
Five at least.
This dude, I literally
lay up
him.
Or pay up,
Zach.
Lay up or pay up.
For our listeners, let me tell you guys a story about fucking me and Ali Rock.
I'm taking MJ shots straight up from the fucking.
Let me tell you a story about Ali Rock and I playing basketball. We used to go pretty early in the morning to our campus, and we used to play.
To our campus. And is this UNLV?
UNLV.
And we're playing street ball rules too. We're not some fucking
right. And.
Getting
no, foul. No,
he's gonna be. That's oh my God,
me.
That's not me. I get an extra try for that one.
Oh my,
that's not me. You know, that's not me because I play aggressive defense. Like, that's not me. You know that.
But you don't play aggressive offense. That's why you're a cake.
Ooh,
he's gonna be trying. He's gonna try to dribble. He's gonna try to dribble and he's gonna lose it.
I beat him 11-1 time, and he has the audacity to say that he.
But I beat you after a full on workout. Like
arm day, yeah, and you beat me. It was like 11-10.
On no, I didn't.
Yes,
what are you dumb? I was shooting threes and like Curry.
Oh, but I thought he wasn't influential.
Oh,
you see how many times I catch him in a lie? You see how many times I catch him in a lie, sad boy Zach? Like, do you see how many times I catch him in a lie?
Did you not hear my sarcasm? Like, obviously he doesn't fucking...
You're shit. Like, well, you're honestly
the earphones,
shit.
I can hear shit.
You're honestly shit.
No, I'm good, bro. Trust me, I almost made the JV team.
Hoop dream.
Oh man. Well, it is a 420 special, and I feel like the only way that we could really end this is with some concluding statements from Sad Boy Zach.
I mean, I think you gave us a great recap. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed your 420. Hope you got some up in the air, you know. Jobs aren't drug tested now, so feel free, you know. Smoke one, light one. Yeah, indulge. Have a great time.
Everybody Yankee stay no safe brim.
Yankee no brim. Yes,
all right, sir. Guys. We'll catch you guys next
week. Yes, sir. See you next week, boys.
Whoa! Yankee with no brim! Hold on. Let me go around. Let me go around. What is that? Whoa!